All right, thanks, Dave. And as you can see, we are in our weekend casual outfits here inside the film room. But I'll tell you who's anything but casual on the football field. That's Eric Rowe, the Eagles' second-round pick at the top. Had a chance to watch him at the Senior Bowl. And you can see here, we talked about yesterday, the demands of the cornerback position in this Eagles offense to be physical. Let's watch Eric Rowe
be physical. Yeah, he's right here at the top of the screen. And we talked yesterday, Bo, about playing two kinds of press man, where you can use your hands or you can just mirror and shadow. Here, Eric Rowe, as you see, will use his hands very effectively to disrupt the route. And the important thing here, which the NFL is different than college, you can only do that in a five-yard area in the NFL, which he did really effectively right there. In college, you can carry that a little further, and some corners have to learn that. But there you saw Eric Rowe do a great job with physical press man. Now, here is a very critical part of the game, obviously red zone, where teams play a ton more man coverage because the field is so constricted. And here you'll see Rowe do an excellent job reacting to the route. The thing I've always liked about him, watching him on tape, is he's very patient. And you saw there, he waited for the receiver to declare his route before he reacted. Very important to be patient as a press corner.
The other thing we always talk about with Rowe is that length, of course, in addition to the willingness to be physical. In the red zone, where the windows are even smaller, you know, the difference between half an inch of arm length could be the difference between deflecting a pass or not.
That is absolutely true, because quarterbacks are always told that you have to be quicker and throw into tight windows in the red zone. So as a corner, you also have to be quicker, and arm length matters because you just have to reach in. That's all you do. We just saw that. Now here's Rowe, and here's another part of playing man coverage, playing off man, where you're not in press position. And this is something that he did in college as well. And you'll see right here, he's very comfortable. He's very smooth in his movement, comfortable in his back pedal. Look at his feet. They're not quite piston-like, but they're very smooth. He's an easy mover, and then he reacts. And by the way, I think you'll see him playing man-to-man on some tight ends this year for the Eagles.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, the ability to move Eric Rowe around for Bill Davis in this defense. You can see here working against the tight end. All right, the last one, we're going to just take a look at him willing to be nasty against Ty Montgomery here, and he'll beat the block.
And one of the notes I made after I finished watching my five or six games of Eric Rowe was that he embraced the physical part of the game. He was used, he predominantly played on the left side in Utah's defense, and that meant there were times he was the boundary corner. And the boundary corner, the short side of the field, they have to be physical. And he was used as a blitzer. He would tackle in the run game. So he embraced the physical part of the game.
Very excited about what Eric Rowe can bring to this Eagles defense. Just a small taste there. Looking forward to seeing more during training camp and then, of course, in his rookie season for the Eagles. Back to you guys.